Welcome to the IAA Mobility Visionary Club. Today, I am really excited to introduce you to our guest. He is the CEO of Cariad, that's Volkswagen Group's automotive software company. Our guest today, CEO Peter Bosch of Cariad. Peter, I'm so excited to have you with us talking about Cariad's international footprint, how you're growing, and all of the exciting things you're up to. But Peter, first, let's hear from you. It's our pleasure to welcome you today to episode 12. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. It's an honor, especially since I can talk about two things that I love. It's cars and it's technology. And as you might know, Volkswagen Group has selected as its future strategy to become the global automotive tech driver, so the driving technology for the automobile. And of course, key to this is software. And this matches quite well with my personal business purpose to bring vehicle technology into the next era, into a digital era. Because, I mean, we as an automotive industry, we've built our success on inventions and on technologies of the 19th and the 20th century. It worked really well. Cars are amazing. Companies were successful, customers happy, shareholders got wealthy. But now there's a whole new set of core technology coming from combustion engines of Rudolf Diesel to great vehicles of Ferrari Porsche to digital technologies. And cars are becoming software-driven devices on wheels. So software is not just the icing on the cake, it is the cake. Yeah? And to make the car safer, more sustainable, more comfortable, more fun, of course, yeah, this is what software enables us. And I mean, if you think you go from Berlin, where VDA is, to Munich, where the IAA Mobility is, with a car, everything is kind of powered by software. First of all, the routing, that's nothing new, but that routing has live swarm data from all other cars is a great innovation that helps you avoid congestions. Then it gives you, with your EV, it gives you a charging plan. When is the best time to charge? Where is the best charging station? Is it free? Is it broken? Does it have the charging power? It preconditions your battery before you enter the charging station to charge faster. While you're charging, your kids can watch a movie or even do gaming, which is possible in our latest model. And then if you continue, I mean, driver assistance systems will give a lot of more safety, will give back time that you can do something else during driving with the higher level systems. If there are functions like your massage function, which you don't use frequently, you can use it by voice control. Voice control controls the whole vehicle. So this shows that the software is the central technology to the vehicle, central success factor for many aspects of the driving experience. And since the car becomes software driven, it's a new S-curve, a new innovation curve, not only with new products, but also with new technologies that, of course, incumbent OEMs like the Volkswagen Group need to learn. And it's not just new technologies, it's a new way of working, it's a new culture, it's also a new type of talent very often. So this is not less than the reinvention of our industry. Many people perceive it as a challenge. I can confirm it is a huge challenge, but I can also confirm it's a huge opportunity. And the challenge part of it, to me personally, became most obvious when, after COVID, I was in Shanghai on the Shanghai Motor Show in 2023. It was kind of a wake-up call. We saw Chinese manufacturers not delivering just great quality in their cars, but also being very fast and agile in developing their software, in infotainment, in cloud functionality, in ADAS. Everything's AI-based. All functions of the car could be updated over the air, very good smartphone integration. So this showed us what is possible and how fast also new market participants can catch up. And we had at that time, we were car experts and added software to our products. Every new function required a new ECU. We worked in the traditional tier one system. So we wrote specifications, gave them to tier one suppliers, who gave them to tier two suppliers, who gave them to tier three suppliers, and change requests took really long with the complex and slower integration. We didn't have really truly software-centered architectures, and also the development process was very successful. We had learned for a long time, but it wasn't as digital. So as you see, there is a huge impact on the competitive edge and also on the delivery capability and really bringing cars to the road. And also at that time, this was a huge challenge for Volkswagen Group and its brands. So out of the challenge, this became an opportunity. We made a massive turnaround. We transformed CARIAD and software in the group. First evidence is all the cars with the new software are on the road and they're super successful. Yeah. It's not just the Shanghai anecdote I want to share, but also I want to share my Saturday morning routine, which is reading a classical automotive magazine like Automotive Sport or tech magazines. And I'm really a tech magazine geek. And we can see that our cars are now winning against the competition. The Volkswagen ID.7 won over all Chinese, Korean, and Japanese competitors. It won over many premium competitors. Got top NCAP safety scores, which are based on security. We can see in the sales statistics in Europe, we're really proud that on the EV side, we've now outperformed in terms of sales Tesla and all other manufacturers in Germany over the last months. The 8 most sold cars out of 10 came from Volkswagen Group, had CARIAD software in there. And as I said, they're also performing well with the experts. So the product is there. It works, yeah, which is not always for sure. With software and customers love it. Also, our cloud solutions got much, much more robust and fast. So that was success number one. That was possible through a really big transformation. Secondly, we got much faster and we reduced massively cost. We introduced a tech org, like the big tech organizations, product-oriented, lots of AI tools, using our scale and platform advantages. And we shifted away from the tier one supplier model to more and more in-house development. So in the beginning, we just continued the traditional way of developing automobiles, like we did that for many decades, which is external development, and then bring it all together with software. You need to be close to the code. You need to love the code. You need to own the code. And that's what we're doing. And the third factor after customer success and cost, we prepared new technology paths for the future. Take the China example. Because we needed to be fast, we did a collaboration with XPeng, got a software license, created our own software architecture based on the license, which we now 100% own. Also with Horizon Robotics, we did a joint venture on autonomous driving. Both, by the way, are startups. Both in the meantime had their IPO. Both IPOs were super successful. And technology works, and we've worked our way back to the top of the Chinese technology pyramid. In the Western world, we've created a refreshed partnership with Robert Bosch on autonomous driving for the Western world. And as Volkswagen Group, we're partnering with Rivian in the US on a future software architecture. So this was a very quick rebound on getting us back to technology leadership. At the same time, our automotive cloud is now the largest of its kind, 45 million vehicles online 24/7. And needless to say that we infused AI everywhere where we could. So overall, I'm super happy that together with all brands of the Volkswagen Group, we've turned CARIAD and software around, and we aligned on a software mission. To be honest, one big advantage is our scale, because software is a scale game, and we are, of course, a scale player. Also, software is a platform business, and we were always great in developing platforms as a platform champion. I need to say, most inspiring is that I found an amazing team that loves cars, but that is fully techie. Yeah, they're delivery champions, they're coders, they're transformers, they're entrepreneurs, innovators, and they're, of course, car guys and car girls. And I have to say, the German automotive ecosystem changed a lot over the past few years. It changed to a tech ecosystem. Also, VDA helps a lot on this to fuel this ecosystem. And I think we'll all see it on the IA mobility. So we've built a setup of a strong tech comeback. And the pace is picking up. So software was once our really biggest challenge. Now it's step by step becoming a competitive advantage. And of course, this will contribute to Volkswagen Group's strategy to become a global automotive tech driver. And that's really fun to co-create this with all parts of our group globally. And now I'm really keen for questions.
Well, perfect. Let's open it up to questions, guys. If you're joining us on LinkedIn Live, you can put your questions in the chat. I know some folks have been sending in their questions ahead of time, so we've already got a couple up our sleeve. Peter, I appreciate you getting personal with us and sharing your Saturday morning with a classic automotive car magazine. So I'd like to start with a personal question. You took over during one of Cariad's most turbulent chapters. What convinced you that the challenge was worth taking on?
I mean, the challenge is worth taking on. I think it's the purpose I mentioned, bringing our industry technology into the next era. Because I mean, I'm born in Germany. This country has built its wealth, its stability, its social benefits, also on the success of the automotive industry, and I would love to drive this into far the 21st century. At the same time, I'm an enthusiast also of many of our brands, Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche. And I want to see customers excited by technology in the future. And I also want to see shareholders having that vision, that technology vision. Yeah, we're in the Visionaries Club here, that we will be able to lead by technology, and not just by technology for purpose, but also to make the product more safe, more secure, more comfortable. And technology is the biggest lever. And yes, it was a difficult situation, but the feeling of creating a turnaround together with a team is one of the greatest feelings on earth. And we are experiencing that at the moment.
Well, there's no success like shared success. I'm curious how this transformation positions Cariad to compete with leading tech companies globally. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah. That's a really good question, because we also ask ourselves the question, do we compete with leading tech companies, or do we compete with leading automotive companies, or is it something in between? And that's exactly what we realized. If you're just offering a tech product, you might not have the fascination, the style, the experience of an automobile. If you just build on traditional automobile virtues or competencies, you might not catch up with the tech appetite many of our customers have. And we're exactly trying to merge our traditional strengths with the new strengths of the tech industry and build something quite unique that you only can do if you exactly operate at this interface. Yeah, you gotta understand automotive and your customers. We're totally customer obsessed, but at the same time, you need to understand and learn tech and keep up with latest technology. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. And also where we're catching back a little bit, also compared to new entrants that we saw in the US and also in China.
Mm-hmm. How sustainable, in your view, is the in-house development model long-term?
I think it's most sustainable because only what you can only lead what you understand, and you can only be successful if you have a certain level of ownership. And I mean, the automotive industry transformed from doing everything by themselves to having 80% of the value creation outside. In manufacturing, but also strongly in engineering, and winning back engineering, software engineering as a core competency to differentiate yourself from others, and also to create a technological foundation that is a value for shareholders, but that is also a value in terms of workplace stability because you have a skill others don't have that allows you to differentiate. Also differentiate products from competition, but also within our group, differentiate a Porsche from a Volkswagen, from a Cupra, is something that you can do best if you really know your business. And in the fast-paced software business, own development is imperative.
Okay. Can you provide for us some real-world examples of how the new approach is delivering results?
I think the success in test reports, yeah, that our first EVs had the first EVs, yeah, they were sometimes seen critically by the media and also by the customers. They improved massively. Customer experience has much improved, not only in reliability but also in functionality They sell extremely well. I would say this is real life, and also new functions added to the car. Yeah, that you can play air console games in the latest version of Volkswagen ID.4 or of an Audi Q6 is something that if you're a kid or if you're just a game lover, is a real world improvement.
Very good. Okay, we've got a question here from one of our live viewers. This question is from Mariana Zarpalan. She asks, what is Cariad's strategy for third-party app developers aiming to enter the automotive sector?
So first of all, we believe in the strength of the developer community. Yeah, this is also why we are really open to open source approaches and using them. On the app developer space, we have an in-house app store that we control that is available to more and more customers. We're just launching it in the new next generation of Audi cars and also Volkswagen cars. And this is an Android-based app store, which allows existing applications from the Android world to adapt them slightly for the automobile, for usability reasons mainly, but also for safety and security reasons. And this opens up the vehicle as a mobile device to a large app developer community, even though it needs to go through the App Store.
Thanks, Peter.
Plus, probably one more thought. We are one of the manufacturers who offer Android Auto and Apple CarPlay to all our customers. So if you really want to have your phone ecosystem in the car, and of course this opens up the whole world of app developers into the vehicle, even though we believe that a fully integrated system has a lot of advantages because it's linked to the vehicle functions.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. And thank you, Mariana, for the question. We love getting questions from our live viewers. So if you're shy and you're sitting on the fence, bring it out. I will ask the question for you. You just have to type it in the chat. Peter, walk us through a little bit why the specific software domains of autonomous driving, infotainment, and connectivity were selected as priorities. What was the thought there?
Because they're most customer relevant. Especially in autonomous driving, the autonomous driving stack that we are developing in-house, and we're developing two of them, one in China, for the Chinese market with Chinese customer features, with Chinese regulatory rules, and one for the Western world together with Robert Bosch, they will make driving even safer than if a human drives. It will also, in the assisted driving, it gives much more safety and security. Plus, it adds a lot of comfort. So if you have a very humanoid driving style, you'll feel comfortable, you will use it a lot. And this differentiation for the customer is one of the reasons why we're doing it ourselves. Plus, it's a core technology that creates a lot of value. So if you don't have it, you need to pay a lot of money to a partner, get a technological and strategical lock-in, because there are only few players globally who offer it. And this is another reason why we're doing it. And if you do it yourself, you will have a cost advantage. Like in the past, where we had our double clutch gearbox, where we did ourselves, was better. It was cheaper in cost. It offered more customer advantage. And this is a strategy, especially if you have the scale, that serves all stakeholders.
Okay, we've got another live question, Peter. This one is from a viewer called Sandro. And Sandro, I'm going to summarize this just a little bit. But Sandro is asking, a lot of people are talking about the robo-taxi level 4 approaches of Tesla and Waymo. What do you think of those? And how does it compare to the automated driving development that you're doing?
So robo-taxis are a great thing. I think those of you who were in San Francisco lately and used to Waymo obviously realized that this technology is quite mature. With Volkswagen, we'll be second to market in this era. Our autonomous ID bus, which we are trialing under our Moya brand already in Hamburg, and where we just signed the contract with Uber to deliver a significant number of cars as an autonomous robotaxi, is a really cool product that does very well. And we've realized this with a partner, with Mobileye, And one key difference is level four technology is amazingly far today. This is why we start offering it to customers, but it's also amazingly expensive in technology that you put into the car. This is why it does not yet pay off for the private customer. You would not be, want to afford such a vehicle. And one of Volkswagen Group's roles in the history of the automobile was always democratizing technology, so that everyone could afford it, and that for specific customers, premium customers like Audi or Porsche, it would be developed in a way that it fits to their requirements. And this is what we're doing, is developing autonomous driving technology, not for robotaxis, but for cars that you own, that you personally use, that is easy to use, that is safe to use without an education, and that is affordable. Yeah, and this is at the core of our group as of the strategy of becoming a global automotive tech driver, is bringing technology to the people. May they be in China, the US, or Europe, and may they drive a small Skoda or a Bentley.
Okay, thanks, Peter. And thank you, Sandra, for that question. Great to get questions from our live viewers on LinkedIn. Peter, can you elaborate a bit on that joint venture that you mentioned with Xpeng and Rivian? How do these joint ventures work in practice? Who controls what? How can we imagine this?
Yeah, both are a bit different because we are also pioneering collaboration models in the automotive industry. As I said, the traditional tier one model, you're sending a spec to a couple of suppliers, then you select one and then they deliver. Is a story of the past for software. I mean, we still have these relationships, but they're reduced. With Rivian, we indeed created as Volkswagen Group a joint venture, and we're just developing together in that joint venture a shared software architecture, next generation, really cool for the Western world. And the joint venture, who is owned 50-50 by Rivian and Volkswagen Group, will own it and will commercialize it. With Xpeng, it's a different model. And with Xpeng, we took a license and we asked Xpeng to train our code developers in exactly their architecture. And now we own the architecture 100%. Our people already wrote 10 million lines of code and becomes 100% CARIAD, aka Volkswagen Group architecture in China for China. And that's also the special thing about this China Electronics architecture. We took a license, but now we're developing it into our own in China for China architecture that is made for the Chinese customer and the Chinese market.
Peter, what do you see as the biggest structural challenge facing the European software ecosystem today? And how can players like CARIAD help shift the trajectory?
One of the biggest assets that we have in Europe is talent. We have excellent people. We have excellent universities. We have an ecosystem of established companies. We have a great startup culture. If you think in Germany about Unternehmertum in Munich, who launch 100 commercial startups per year, and I think. The challenge is to transform that ecosystem into the digital world, into the world of artificial intelligence, because AI is something we are using in our autonomous driving stack, we are using in our customer interaction in the vehicle, in our digital assistants, and we need to pick up these core technologies in this ecosystem and really own it. And the challenge is, are we fast enough? Are we going far enough? Are we thinking about the opportunities and not only about the risks? The European AI Act is a great example where we are thinking a lot about the risk and taking a lot of documentation and sometimes miss opportunities of fast development. Of course, we want the balance, but these are the challenges we're having. But I think we are very, very well prepared in taking technology from research into commercialized products because we have the right people in Europe.
Peter, you spoke earlier about your own visit to Shanghai. We've talked about a little bit about what CARIAD is doing in China. Can lessons that Carriot has learned from the Chinese market be translated to other regions? How are you thinking about that?
I think what we see in China is a very high openness to technology and to innovation as a source of a customer value, as a source of wealth, and as a huge opportunity. So this technology positive approach in the whole society is something that drives innovation, that creates also the right talent, that creates a can-do spirit. And that creates a tremendous development speed. Very often in Volkswagen Group, we look at China speed. So how fast can we develop a product in China? And do we achieve the same speed in the rest of the world? And one of our competitive advantages in CARIAD and also in Volkswagen Group is that we're the only global OEM who has engineering activities and real value creation activities in Europe, in the US, and in China. So we have access to China as the biggest training center or gym for modern technology, and we are able to learn for the rest of the world of how technology is done there. So China's speed is certainly something that we are taking over in our rest of the world activities, and it's really amazing to see if the spirit is right, how great the products are.
Yeah, you have to have the spirit, right? Oh, Peter, speaking of spirit, we've had a last minute question from Bjorn Strassner. So Bjorn, thank you for the question. And I'm going to just paraphrase this in the interest of time. This is about the role of the cloud when it comes to development. And he asks, can you perhaps expand a bit on CARIAD's cloud-based, cloud-first development strategies versus traditional approaches? Is that something you can talk with us about today?
Yes. I mean, first of all, we are a cloud-first company. All of our developments are in the cloud, obviously. As I said, we operate the largest automotive cloud ecosystem with currently 45 million cars online 24/7 with not only customer functions running in the cloud, but also all back-end functions running in the cloud. This is really amazing. It opens up, of course, updatability of the cars. It also opens up, for example, if in our latest models, if you ask the voice assistant in the car a question that it can't answer, it passes it on to the cloud, where a large language model, for example, ChatGPT in its largest version, runs and uses all the compute power of the cloud and then gives an answer back into the car. And this is, in my eyes, one of the key future paths in connecting the cloud with the vehicle, having some compute power and AI power on the edge in the car, and a larger compute and AI power in the cloud. We call it hybrid AI, that allows a whole lot of new customer functions. And cloud is a business that we develop ourselves, control ourselves, because we believe that this is a key core of the product. So not just the product you drive, but also all the data in the back end and the connection to your mobile device, of course. Yeah? And this is also a source where we are getting better and better day by day.
That's all anyone can ask for, to improve a little bit day by day. And Peter, we have asked for enough of your time. We appreciate you being here with us on the IAA Mobility Visionary Club. It was a pleasure having you with us. We'll let you get back to innovating, and I hope to see you at the IAA in Munich in September. Will you be there?
We'll be there from day one, and we'll celebrate automotive technology. Yeah.
All right, well, come by the main stage and I'll give you a high five. This has been so fun, guys. Thank you for joining us for episode 12. We will be back in August for episode 13. I will catch you then. Take care.